Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Grace Marie Turner is our guest. And she is the president of the Galen Institute, G-A-L-E-N Institute. Grace Marie, tell us about Galen.
Nonprofit think tank focusing on free market ideas for health reform, Galen, G-A-L-E-N.org. And I'll have my testimony up there. I've also got a piece going up on National Review Online this morning about noon that also summarizes all this.
Highly regarded, ladies and gentlemen, in many levels as one of the leading experts on healthcare, especially free market ideas. We've had the blessing of having her a part of our world since 1998. She's been sharing her ideas with us all these years and has taught me so much, and I know you too. Grace Marie, this law is the nightmare that keeps on giving. For 4 years now, almost 4 years, it's been a nightmare specter, meaning we didn't know what was coming, and we were afraid of it. And it's the single greatest reason why the economy hasn't broken out, in my opinion. And now that we know more about it, I fear that next year could be another bad year, because not for the uncertainty, but the certainty of it now. Now that's talk about. I mean, it takes a lot. It's really Herculean to hold back the American entrepreneurial spirit this long. What do you think?
100% right. I mean, small businesses, there was a new study out by the U.S. Chamber and the International Franchise Association that shows that half of small businesses are not growing. They're not hiring people. They're putting full-time people on part-time. They're using temporary workers because they're cannot possibly afford the requirements of this health law. So it is absolutely suffocating economic.
Yeah. So
it happens big businesses too. I talked with one big company, $70 million just to pay for putting 26-year-olds on their parents' policy.
Yeah, yeah, just that one thing. Like that was manna from heaven. Like extending, like the adding 26-year-olds to a policy plus guaranteed insurability,
like that was going to
be free, or providing policies that have coverage that nobody needs, like me having maternity care, for God's sake. I don't understand. Hey Grace Marie, I want to ask you a question. Based on some of the things that you've said earlier today and some of the things we're hearing, how obviously this is a rougher ride than the Obamacare thought would happen, I believe. But how much of this did they really expect to happen and thought they could ride out and they would actually, in a sinister way, play into their hands? What do you think?
They knew exactly what they were doing, Jim. They didn't know the website was going to fail as badly as it did.
Although that could have been known.
It could have been known. The president didn't know, right? But the rest of this, we have lots of documentation that they knew that people, that tens of millions of people were going to lose the coverage they had, that they were not going to be able to keep their doctors, that small businesses were going to take a huge hit, that individuals, young people, were going to have to pay much more than their actuarial requirements for purchasing. They knew that, but they thought, well, it's a grand redistribution scheme. There will be so many people who are happy with this that it will drown out the people that are complaining.
So you think that they're being a little shocked that people aren't taking to their progressive ideology?
And they still think. I mean, the 12 senators that are up for re-election next year, the Democrats who voted for this, were hauled up to the White House the day after the last elections in Virginia and New Jersey,
right,
because they're getting so nervous. And the president tells them, again, don't worry. As soon as this goes into effect, so many people are going to be happy that all those complainers will be drowned out. They're picking winners and losers. President saying the 15 million Americans, only 5% with individual policies who are complaining. Only 15 million Americans.
Those aren't real people, Grace Marie. Those are just numbers. They're not real people.
It's really shocking. But yes, they knew this. And they lied. They did, Jim. They did not tell the truth to the American people because they had such a passionate agenda.
Well, people now believe this. More and more people, his ratings have gone down. The president's. More and more people believe he did lie. Will this hold up? I mean, are people going to remember this? Is this going to continue to be a new revelation a day with the Obamacare over the next 12 months?
At some point, the Democrats start to get so much heat, I believe they are going to demand changes to this law, and ultimately, I think most of it can be repealed.
Well, from your mouth to God's ear. Say, Grace Marie, Galen Institute, Galen.org, right? GALEN.org.
Correct.
Thank you for being here.
Always wonderful.
Good luck on your testimony with the House Ways and Means Committee later this week. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.